It is Tuesday, December 10th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. In a few minutes on this evening edition of Ozarks at Large, what happens when snow and ice force a college to reschedule final exams, including putting some finals after commencement? We'll talk to Dr. Ray Wallace with the University of Arkansas Fort Smith about how this ice storm did create problems with their academic calendar.
And coffee isn't just for breakfast anymore. It's also for a canvas. We'll talk to some people making art out of coffee.
And a conversation with Devin Powers. She's written about communication, social media, and the commentary economy. She spoke on the University of Arkansas campus recently and talked to Kyle during her visit.
All that in just a moment. This is the end of year fundraiser for KUAF. Every year brings change, and for KUAF, 2013 has had its share. Because of the phenomenal growth experienced in our region, KUAF is no longer considered a rural public station by the federal government. That means a reduction in the amount of funding we receive from the federal government, a reduction of more than $66,000. The theory that stations in bigger places like us with more people can make up the difference from all those new listeners who've moved in. That's where you come in. To keep bringing you all the shows you rely on, more support has to come from listeners who use this service. Listeners like you, if you haven't made a gift to KUAF in 2013, please consider doing so right now. You can do so. Now, our phone volunteers are gone for the night, but you can support us online.
At supportkuaf.com. And you mentioned folks who maybe haven't given a gift yet this year. Well, some folks, maybe they want to add a little bit more. It is the end of the year, and this is all tax deductible. So if you want to do that, that is also an option as well. We invite and welcome all donations from any and all of our listeners.
It is a brief fundraiser that we have. We're just doing it a couple, 4 days, actually. And the reason we're doing it now is to help make up for that $66,000 that we are losing from the federal government because we're no longer a rural station. And this helps pay for programming. Our biggest supply of income to help pay for programming comes from you and listeners just like you.
Absolutely. And it's because of listeners like you we've been able to be on the air and continue to bring you programs, national programs like All Things Considered and Morning Edition, as well as our locally produced programs like Ozarks at Large and Of Note with Katie Hendrickson. If you enjoy the combination of local and national news and you want to help us continue to bring those programs to you, you can make your contribution now at our website, supportkuaf.com.
And from all of us at KUAF,
thank you.
This is Ozarks at Large. Entergy Arkansas says a fire that was contained and extinguished yesterday at Arkansas Nuclear One in Russellville was the result of a transformer failure. Entergy spokesman Mike Bowling says no injuries were reported and there were no threats to public health or safety resulting from the transformer failure and fire.
It's in a non-nuclear area of the plant. It's not associated with the nuclear areas. It's in an outside switchyard, so to speak.
Bowling says it took about an hour to extinguish the blaze.
The issue was the transformer itself contains oil. The fire itself was contained very rapidly because the fire involved oil. After it was contained, the responders made the decision to allow the oil fire to burn off.
Bowling says the fire occurred in Unit 2, which is currently offline, but Unit 1 remains in operation. He says they're now trying to determine the cause of the transformer failure and replace the faulty device.
The city of Greenwood heads to the polls today for a special sales tax election. Mayor Del Gabbard says voters are being asked to approve a quarter-cent sales tax to fund public safety improvements.
The reason for it is that we're trying to get a new police department building. The space that they're in right now is about the size of a closet. It used to be a storage room here at City Hall. And so we're expanded to the point, and Greenwood has grown to the point that, we want to expand some. And so we're trying to pass the tax to get them to have another area.
Proceeds from the sales tax would go toward purchasing the city's old post office and remodeling and expanding the building for use as a police department. If approved, the quarter cent increase would push sales tax in Greenwood up to 9.25%, on par with sales taxes in Fort Smith and Fayetteville. Gabbard says he isn't overly concerned about the past few days' worth of winter weather hampering the vote.
Well, I'm 100% sure that the turnout is so low it's ridiculous, but I'm also pretty doggone sure that it's going to pass because it is such a low turnout. The only ones that's going to go are the ones that are pretty dedicated.
Polls are open until 7:30 this evening. To find your polling station, visit www.voterview.org.
With Doug McMillon taking over as Walmart president and CEO early next year, the retail giant has now named his replacement as president and CEO of Walmart International. David Cheesewright will be promoted to the position beginning February 1st. He currently serves as president and CEO of Walmart's Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Canada regions. He began his career with Walmart in 1999 at the retailer's operation in the United Kingdom, where he served in various leadership positions. He also later served as COO of Walmart Canada before being named CEO of Walmart Canada. He began his current position in 2011.
Arkansas-based Bank of the Ozarks has announced that it will merge with BankShares Incorporated of Houston, Texas. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the deal will see Bank of the Ozarks pay $23 million for outstanding shares of BankShares common stock, a deal that is expected to close during the first quarter of next year. OmniBank NA, a wholly owned subsidiary, operates 8 offices for BankShares throughout Texas. And earlier this year, the subsidiary had about $301 million in total assets, with $169 million in loans and $269 million in assets. Bank of the Ozarks, founded in Jasper in 1903, is headquartered in Little Rock and has operations in Arkansas, Texas, Georgia, the Carolinas, Alabama, and Florida. Mostly clear tonight with lows from 19 in northwest Arkansas to 22 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs from 36 in northwest Arkansas to 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. And mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 11 in northwest Arkansas to 22 in the Arkansas River Valley.